This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Guys, you are living in a time that's very different than any other. And I'm not saying that because, you know, I mean, it's always different. But I'm saying this political era is different than any time in our lives. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. Donald Trump is going out on the stump. And he's having all these different, he's going to places where Hillary won. And he's changing the complete political climate. Then he's going to places that he won, and he's bolstering what's happening here. And Charles Payne said this: these Trump rallies have energy on the same level as presidential conventions. It's not hyperbole. I don't think there's even been this kind of midterm election energy. It is really amazing, and as soon as it's over, the mainstream media will go about dissing all of the attendees. There's an energy that's in this political discussion right now that we've never felt. And unless you've been to one of these Trump rallies, I don't think you quite get it. And I think that's what scares people, is they're sitting at home and you're plugged in and you're seeing all this stuff, but you're still a product of the mainstream media, whether you believe it or not. I know you don't follow them as much, you don't care as much, but they're still, it's still infiltrating you. It's surrounding you. And I can tell you this because, you know, we follow everything, but I'm talking about my team, the Black Spirit team, KJ Radio, and we're looking at all these different things, and as much as you filter out the noise, it does get in. And the good news is, for us, it's pragmatic. It needs to get in because we need to determine, is this real or are we fooling ourselves? Because, you know, to thine self be true. And I'm telling you guys, the energy of the Republican Party has never been better. I'm glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you do want to chime in. And I'm telling you this because Barack Obama came back out on the scene. And, you know, the Democrats are wanting to use him as their, he's the guy that they're betting on. And I'm telling you, they continue. I have never seen the Democrats so discombobulated and making so many mistakes as I have in the past 2 years. And that's been amplified over the past, say, 3-4 months. And I predicted this. If you go back and listen to my earlier shows at KJRadio.com, you'll see I predicted that. I said the closer we get to this victory, the more unhinged they will become. The Kavanaugh thing, you think would be the biggest, you know, like that was the biggest jumping the shark moment. No, they planned an invasion of America with the caravan, and we'll get to that in just a bit. Well, here's what a guy said at Speaker's Corner U.S. Speaker Corner U.S. on a Twitter. It says, perhaps I missed what motivated Trump supporters. At first, I thought it was anger and frustration. After seeing Houston rally pictures, it seems that an unbreakable love for this country, its values, and its freedoms is the motivation. We will never go back to pre-Trump life. Wow. I mean, that's a powerful statement. Pre-Trump life. See, we didn't know, I'm talking as conservatives, we didn't even realize that there was anything other than being pro-America, until we got into the Obama era. That was when the Democrats unleashed. They became pro, you know, I mean, literally in your face, I'm a communist, I'm a socialist, I want your money, it needs to go here, I don't care about your sovereignty, I don't care about your borders, I don't care about your laws, and so on and so forth. Women advocating for Sharia. I mean, it is the biggest contradiction you've ever seen, but they are for that. But there are people out there getting this energy, recognizing it. I dare you to compare, because we had Barack Obama going out on the stump in Nevada, Nevada, sorry. And I dare you to compare his rally with Donald Trump's rally. I dare you to. We're going to play some clips from it. I'll let you hear it. If you know somebody who went to an Obama rally, I mean, it's almost like church. Take one to an Obama, you know, you go see an Obama rally, let them see a Trump rally, and you'll see, you can feel it. And here's what's interesting. You don't even have to really go. You can hear it in the way that the audience responds. You can look at it in the pictures, and if you're discerning, you can go, huh, I get it. The Democrats, as much as they want to talk about enthusiasm and all these other things, I'm telling you, folks, it isn't over there. It's crazy. When this guy says he thought it was anger and frustration that drove us, in fact, it's anger and frustration that drives the left. But it's not. Their anger and frustration is so misguided and misplaced. But here's what happens. Over time, they figure it out. See, if you were angry and frustrated, you'd have a legitimate reason. You're just motivated. But if you were, you'd get to the answer quickly, because who wants to stay in that state of mind? Leftists love it. But here's the deal. When it finally happens, when it finally breaks through and they go, oh my gosh, what am I mad about? And they start decomposing their argument. It always goes back to they're mad at themselves for being so stupid, for being Democrats and voting for these crazy policies. That's where we are. Stonewall Jackson is a guy that tweets, one of my Twitter buddies. He says, Barack Obama says the people need to vote because you shouldn't approve of what's going on right now. And then he tries to take credit for what's going on right now. I want to cover, that's one of those contradictions that I love Stonewall, because he's always finding these contradictions. Barack Obama says, Donald Trump has taken my policies and he's put them into the right path, and that's why you're enjoying all this prosperity. Oh, but you need to change it. That's essentially what he's saying. So, which is it? Well, you know which it is. Donald Trump is not following any plan of Barack Obama's. He's created his own, and we'll get into that. He's created his own, and it bothers Barack Obama because he needs to, you know, this isn't a campaign for the people that he's going to work with. This is a campaign for Barack Obama. Another one of my friends tweeted, in his 8-year tenure, Barack Obama sent one budget proposal to Congress. It was for $3 trillion, was shot down by the Senate by a vote of 98-0. Not even one Democratic senator voted for Mr. Economic Miracle's one stab at economics. That's hysterical. Let me come back. I want to play a few clips, talk about the energy from the rallies, and we'll see what else we can get into.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and the recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Democrats produce mobs, Republicans produce jobs. That's become hashtag. That's called hashtag. That's a new hashtag. That's a hot one. This November, vote for jobs, not mobs. If Nancy Pelosi, crying Chuck Schumer, and the radical Democrats take over Congress, which would be a shame, they will try to plunge our country into a nightmare of gridlock, poverty, and chaos.
Jobs, not mobs. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You'll see that. It will be a hashtag. There's probably somebody creating T-shirts for it right now. Hats, you name it. Trump is a marketing machine. Simple as that. Barack Obama, he's back on the campaign trail, as I stated earlier. And so here's Trump doing jobs, not mobs. I want to show you the contrast. Here's Barack Obama speaking at a rally, and he wants to get some people, chiming in on what he says. And I want you to watch for this sign, jobs, not mobs, versus what Obama says. And as you peruse social media, whatever you do, I want you to just watch for the signs and see whose thing takes hold. in the lexicon of politics. Here's Barack Obama.
So by the time I left office, wages were rising, uninsurance rate was falling, poverty was falling, and that's what I handed off to the next guy. So when you hear all this talk about economic miracles right now, remember who started it. Remember who started it. Come on.
Listen, though, the fact is, even for all we did, we could have reversed 40-year trends in only 8 years.
So there it is. There's the level setting. We couldn't do it all, but we got it started. And here's what I want you to understand. He says, remember who started it. And he wanted that to be a chant. Remember who started it. That's why he stopped. He was like, remember who started it. So I want you to just look. Here's a sign to look for. Jobs, not mobs. And remember who started it. And see which one takes hold. So anyway, the Democrats reluctantly rely on Barack Obama to rally their base. And I'm going to explain why that is. And mostly it's because that reliance has so much peril associated with it. Now, I talked about this the other day. Barack Obama announced his support of the Democrat Party in early June of this year, saying, I'm going to come back out, campaign with some people, whatever. And the media said that would happen sometime in September. And it did. On September 21st, Obama appeared in Philadelphia, spoke to, I didn't see the crowd, I didn't see any pictures or whatever, but they say it was about 700 people. And again, he tried to take credit for Trump's economy. That didn't go over very well. The polling that they did right after that had youth. I mean, they went to colleges and these college kids were like, yeah, nah, sorry. You know, he might have got it started, but nah, it's kind of Donald Trump's economy. And I'm talking about folks, these were the, I saw, it was an informal poll, so I'm not going to tell you, but I know specifically. But if you ask people today, and we tracked it for a while, who, because the first 5 or 6 months of the economy, people were saying it's Obama. And I remember us tracking it. They were still saying it was Obama. Within 6 months, those lines it crossed where people were saying, no, it's Trump. And then they started to divide again, and Trump was headed up, Obama was headed down. So right now, if you legitimately were to ask people who is the economy, who gets credit for it, it would probably be 65-35 in Trump's favor. The 35 who believe Barack Obama is the person responsible are just the people that are never going to support the Republicans for any reason at all. They just are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. So when you start getting to 65%, you're really talking about the same people in the country. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, 65% of Americans at some point wanted Barack Obama as president. No, that was when America got insane for a while. There were 35% of the people. Occasionally it flips. In this case, it doesn't. It is, there's enough proof, and it's proof based on Barack Obama's own, you know, his own history. I mean, as I've said, there are people who give Obama some credit about this economy. If you're a hardcore Obama fan, but you do know in your heart of hearts that Trump put this economy on steroids. So back to the polling. So Obama gets this poll that says, wait a minute, people don't believe it's you that's doing this. So he retreated down his rat hole again for pretty much a month. The guy who rolled out, I'm going to be campaigning for the Democrats on September 21st, did not show up again until October 22nd. You following me? So he had to go down the rat hole, rework his strategy, maybe take some time off from that grueling one day of campaigning. And then he reemerged in Nevada, and I just played a clip from what he said. Now, he was supposed to be campaigning on behalf of Representative Jackie Rosen, the Democrat out of Nevada who's running against Dean Heller, the senator who currently represents Nevada. So We analyzed his speech at the time, and it was amazing. He spoke largely on behalf of himself. And if you bothered to count, you figured out that Obama invoked himself 77 times. So to put it in perspective, Obama mentioned Rosen, the actual person he was campaigning for, 4 times. But he spoke about himself 20 times more than the candidate for which he was supposedly there to campaign on behalf of. Now, that should make you understand why this narcissist sent the Queen of England an MP3 of his speeches. But during the campaign, he didn't mention a single thing about Rosen's campaign, nor did he mention her legislative record or even a tidbit about her personal history. At the beginning of the speech, he asked the audience to recognize Rosen with an applause. But that's the most of what he said about her positions, except he invoked Obamacare. And here's what he said. Jackie Rosen believes that health care is not a privilege for a few, but a right for everybody. And then towards the end of his speech, he said Nevada could become notable for electing another female senator, which is an homage to the Me Too movement. And in his concluding lines, he called on Nevadans to make Rosen their next senator. Why do I tell you all this? What I'm telling you is Barack Obama wasn't there to campaign for Rosen. He loves campaigning, and he loves campaigning for himself. And in this speech, it was an attempt to preserve a failed legacy. Barack Obama is now poised to run against Donald Trump. That's what he's doing. And I want to talk more about this when we get back, because we're out of time for this particular segment. But this is another very bad miscalculation on behalf of the Democrats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump held an opioid bill signing as the FBI continues to investigate suspicious packages that were sent to Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, and CNN headquarters in New York. President Trump had an update on the situation.
As we speak, the packages are being inspected by top explosive experts. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable despicable acts to justice. We will spare no resources or expense in this effort. And I just want to tell you that in these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Elizabeth Warren was exposed as being a total fraud, and I can no longer call her Pocahontas because she has no Indian blood. I can't call her. I've been saying it for a year and a half. I said, I have more Indian blood than she has, and I have none. I have none, but I have more than she has. But I can't use the name Pocahontas anymore, but if you don't mind, I will anyway. Is that okay?
Trump doesn't back down. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're talking about the two dueling campaigns, if you will. Donald Trump versus Barack Obama. Donald Trump's already won once, November of 2016. He's going to win again in the midterms. But Obama wants to get in the fray. And Democrats allow him in at their own peril. That's what I've been talking about. I'm glad you guys are back. KJRadio.com is where to send us a note. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. I mentioned in the previous segment that Obama loves campaigning for himself and that he invoked himself 77 times versus Rosen, the woman who's running for senator against Dean Heller, and he invoked her name 4 times. I mean, pretty sad when you think about it. He began by saying, I have to say that I miss you all. I miss you first of all. Look, I'm not alone in saying I enjoy coming to Las Vegas. Now, I know it's petty, but there were 4 times he used the word I there. He could have said, I'm so happy to be here. You folks just thrill me. You're an amazing group to look at. You're the reason people want to come to this town. You are the reason. But he didn't. I'm not alone in saying I enjoy coming to Las Vegas. I. And I know it's petty to count, and people do it, but it goes to show you his personality. 54 I references, 16 we references, speaking of his administration, 4 times my reference, 3 times me. All in all, 77 references to himself in 38 minutes. The man who printed $8 trillion stated, we got the economy growing again. We started the longest streak of job creation in record, and we covered another 20 million people on health insurance. We brought housing back in Nevada. We cut our deficit by more than half. Really. Partly by making sure wealthiest Americans, folks like me, pay their fair share of taxes. That's what Barack Obama said. Listen, even for all we did, we couldn't reverse this 40-year trend in 8 years. And then he goes on to blame the Republicans, because Republicans took over Congress and decided to block everything I tried to do. Everything. We pulled the economy out of crisis. Overseas, we took out bin Laden. We wound down the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. We got Iran to halt its nuclear program. Please go on and tell people about a past that you continue to want to litigate, because it's a stark reminder of how the leftist brain thinks, and it's going to translate at the polls. So what, you took out Osama bin Laden? You were supposed to. You got Iran to halt its nuclear program. Really? Who do you believe is doing better with Iran than Donald Trump? Donald Trump or Barack Obama? Really? You pulled an economy out of crisis by printing $8 trillion and running up the highest deficits in the history of America. The man who called 1.5% GDP the new norm, because he knew he at 2%, that's the best he could do. So he made 1.5 the litmus test, and then he was going to be able to say, we were 25% over what I predicted. And then he most famously challenged Donald Trump to save Carrier. And Obama proclaimed that Trump would need to be a magician and use a magic wand. And Trump said, okay, bam, here you go. Here's what I can tell you from just the energy and the enthusiasm and what people see. When they see Obama, and I know I'm biased, I'll be honest with you, but I'm looking at it on through honest eyes. I see Obama giving a stump speech, and you can sense, I don't know how to describe it, but I can sense the energy of a crowd. And it's almost like you're more of the same. You no longer have the ability to make us believe what you want us to believe. You see a crowd cheering him, and you it's almost like, okay, here's the applause line. Okay, cheer now. Cheer. Now stop. Let him talk. Okay, cheer. Now stop. You watch Trump. He's saying much of the same thing. Much of the same. He's going over his record at every one of these events. But people are energized. And when he throws in the little tidbits, like Elizabeth Warren or being a total fraud and stuff like that, people get even more excited. But look, I want to go back to that, because we started this segment with me playing Trump talking about Warren. What's funny to me is I look at what's he really saying. What Donald Trump says when he calls out Warren as a fraud, it's really very genius. Here's what he's doing. He's saying, remember what I told you? I told you she was a fake. And nobody wanted me to attack her. She was supposed to be hands off. I called her Pocahontas. You can't talk about people, the indigenous tribes. But I did. I attacked this fraud woman, and I attacked her ethnicity, because I knew she was lying. And it was worth exposing that, even though it technically exposed me to this new PC world that we live in. Donald Trump, in that one attack, attacked the lie of Me Too. He attacked the use of your ethnic identity as something that you can't attack. But more importantly, and this is what I want you to understand, he attacked the left and what they're willing to do to promote themselves and to promote the lies. That is one of the biggest attacks on leftism you could have. It's the trifecta. A woman, her ethnicity, and the leftism, what leftism does in general. There are very few people who are willing to do that. I'm proud to say I'm one of them. But that's what he did. That's why that's so important. And he does it at each of these rallies. He says, Elizabeth Warren had a bad week. You want to know why? Because I was proven to be correct. And here, that's that little kernel right there that wraps everything else I just set up a second ago, is the fact that Donald Trump is saying, they will count my lies, what they call my lies, but what they aren't telling you is the truths. And by the way, he's not lying. I'm just giving you, they want people to believe Trump is a liar, because in doing that, it destroys everything that he says. But here's the problem. When Elizabeth Warren turns out to be a fraud, and Donald Trump says, there's your fake news, there's them counting all my lies, it actually builds him up. And see, that's what I'm trying to get people to understand, is that when you go on the attack, When you set the record straight, which is all it takes to attack a leftist, is just give them the truth. Ultimately, when you're proven out, when it bears itself out, trust me, you're better. I mean, I'm not going to share any dirty laundry about Fox, but I'll tell you this. In the end, I will be better for taking my stance against Fox. And I think it's safe to say you're not going to see me on there for some time, maybe never again. But and it depends on how a situation handles it, you know, how things come up, that I'll talk more about it. But I'll tell you this, I have no regrets, and I will come out vindicated and stronger in the end. That's what I'll tell you. Now let's pivot back. So we've got Donald Trump using this Elizabeth Warren thing and the subliminal messages that come out of it without him saying anything. He didn't have to say, I told you she was a fraud. He just said, she's a liar. I called her Pocahontas, but she doesn't have any Indian blood. I've been vindicated. But he also vindicated men, because now you can go after, oh, she's a liar. We just came off the Kavanaugh thing, right, where you can't talk about the accusers. Well, Donald Trump talked about the accusers. I told you guys the pivotal moment in that discussion was when Donald Trump said, you know, he no longer believed Blasey Ford, and he came out and he said it at a rally. That was a pivotal moment. This was a pivotal moment for many people with respect to Elizabeth Warren. Her shot, she never had a shot at being president to begin with, but she certainly doesn't now. So the Democrats, here's where they are. They know Obama doesn't campaign for others. He campaigns for himself. He tried it in September, and now he's trying it again in late October, but it's not going to matter. He's trying to gin up this idea that he's relevant. It's not going to matter. 2 years of a Trump administration shows the vast contrast between these two presidents. And truth be told, the left, they don't miss Obama. This is a guy that lost him 1,080 seats. So watch the number of Democrats now that ask for support after watching this self-indulgent event. That's going to be the sign to look for, okay? How many Democrats in contentious campaigns are going to bring baby black Jesus in to save the day? And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be that many. But you get back with me on what your thoughts are, and we'll certainly report on our end. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Sarah Carter, who's an investigative reporter, she flew into Guatemala, met with Guatemalan intelligence, and here's what she tweeted. Guatemalan intelligence discovered people from India, Bangladesh, Africa had also joined in with the caravan. I bumped into a number of young MS-13 gang members. And she says she's shown there with people from Judicial Watch and the Guatemalan Secretary of Strategic Intelligence, Mario Duarte, on the border. So anyway, just thought I'd give you that quick update. KJ Radio is what you're listening, where you can find out more about us. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in on any of this. The Trump rallies, Obama's rally. You want to chime in on this invasion, because that's what it is, and we have to use that term. It's not a Honduran caravan. It's a Honduran invasion. It's a Central America invasion. It is an affront to our sovereignty, and we need to talk about it. But there's also something that's not being talked about, and that is the carnage along the way. The number of people who are hurt, the number of people who are killed, and so on and so forth. The heinous crimes that occur during these so-called caravans. You see a picture of them, it looks like, oh, it's one organism moving together. No, there's lots of predators. There are lots of people who really want to do us harm. Anyway, I was looking at the weather for this invasion that's due to occur here, and I did it at the request of a buddy of mine who lives in Texas. And as I looked, I found Hurricane Willa is on its way, and I thought about the Ten Commandments and all the bad things that hit the Egyptians as King Ramses challenged the will of God. You remember the river turning to blood and all the pestilence, raining of frogs and what have you. You remember that? Anyway, it was, yeah, I mean, that's all the different plagues that came to the Egyptians. And the leftist heathens now make the same mistake as they put thousands of people potentially in harm's way. And I'm going to tell you, the Democrats don't care. It's sad to say, but they really don't. CNN says this about Hurricane Willa. They say it's nearing the Pacific coast of Mexico. Potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm. Called explosive strengthening over the past 48 hours. Willa's maximum sustained winds as of Monday were 160 miles an hour, making it top of the scale hurricane. Its current intensity is slightly more than Michael's when it made landfall in Florida's panhandle less than 2 weeks ago. The storm has supercharged at an incredible rate since it formed over the weekend. From Sunday morning to Monday morning, Hurricane Willa strengthened 80 miles an hour in only 24 hours and went from forming into a tropical storm on Saturday morning to a Category 5 in less than 48 hours. Now, I looked at the routes that you can take from Central America up into Texas, and they've identified three routes. They start at Tapachula, then Tenosique, and Veracruz, near Veracruz, well, a little south of Veracruz. And then the ones that are coming up through Veracruz come up through the Gulf of Mexico. The one from Tapachula go along the Pacific. They would be the ones in the most danger. And then there's a third leg that branches off and goes up into El Paso. So that they want three ports of entry. They want McAllen, El Paso, and Nogales in Arizona. So two ports of entry in Texas and one port of entry in Nogales in Arizona. So that's sort of the route that they're looking to take there. And there's no safety because when the hurricanes, as you know, when they hit, the rains and stuff come, I mean, they go deep into the country. I mean, the Hurricane Michael, the last two hurricanes that hit the Texas coast and the Florida coast dumped rain, into Arizona, into the desert. This buddy of mine from Texas, he said the Rio Grande River is already swollen. And here was a quote. He says, so Darwin Awards for anybody who jumps in. Now, the Rio Grande in some areas is really short. It's like, I mean, you could just literally jump across. He's saying you can't jump across right now. He's saying all the water that Texas has had taken on, it's crazy there. South Texas, he said, is saturated with remnants of Michael. And remember the big storm that hit Houston? They just are kind of getting out of that. But he says if another big storm hits, he goes, thousands of these people are going to die. Now, I don't think the Democrats have even considered this when they plotted this evil ploy. But if these people do die along the way, here's what I can guarantee you. Democrats will accept zero responsibility. And when I wrote about this, I sent pictures of Texas where the flooding has occurred. as early as last month. Look, Texas in certain areas, certainly on the southern part, is very flat. So you go from El Paso down to the, to say South Padre Island, it's very flat. It's not mountainous at all. And so the water hits. Houston is a good example. Houston can get 2 inches of rain, man, and you think you're in a torrential down, I mean, you think you're in a flood zone. And so, it doesn't take much rain for it to just flood like crazy. On my grandmother's 80th birthday, it rained, and I'm not exaggerating this one bit. We drove in, Larry and my brother Kirk, we drove in from Dallas to San Antonio because it was convenient for everybody just to meet there, and we were going to drive in. We got to San Antonio, it had rained. It had more than rained, it was flooding. And it took us, what should have been a 15-minute, you know, traipse across the city, took us 3 hours to get to my grandmother's 80th birthday party because we were doing the dipsy-doo all around that city trying to avoid places where we couldn't get through. And it wasn't, I mean, in any other city, it drains out, you're good to go. You wouldn't even notice it. San Antonio, bad. Houston, far worse. And so this is what these people are going to be walking into. So I went ahead and I looked at weather.com, and here's what they said. It was record rainfall in Texas. Tom Bradshaw, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, told the Star-Telegram that Friday night's rain record set a record for the wettest September in the area. The previous record of 10.8 inches of rain throughout the southwest was set in 1932. After Friday's rain, this September's seen 11.03 inches of rain so far. That's in Fort Worth. San Antonio is also breaking record rainfall records. The National Weather Service Office for Austin and San Antonio said San Antonio saw the most rain in the month of September with 16.82 inches through Saturday. It added another 1.26 inches of rain would make it the wettest month on record. It added that another 1.26 would make it the wettest on record. Now, as I said earlier, the Democrats who are invoking, you know, challenging these people, come on, jump on board. Come on up through Mexico and get here. They aren't looking at the perils. Forget the weather for just a second and ask yourself, would you want people to do that? Would you encourage people to just drop everything and come and try to make a run against a sovereign nation? Who does that? I can't imagine us saying, hey, look, I don't care what Mexico thinks. Let's all get together. We're going to go over there and we're going to run across the border. We're all going to become illegal in this country, live under the radar, not care about their laws, not care about speaking the language, nothing. We're just going over and they're going to take care of us. That's what we expect. I mean, that's ridiculous to me. But so that in and of itself is bad enough. Forget all, and I said earlier, there's all the crime that's associated with moving in that big of a group that's mostly young, virile men. But then you add to it this added danger of the storm, a real danger. So I'm hoping the Democrats recognize the peril at some point and put people's lives over politics, because it seems to me that they really don't care. They're happy that this number is growing. And we showed video of them paying people to come. I mean, really? How far is that money going to go? This is a horrible situation brewing. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want anybody to get hurt in this thing, and I just want them to turn around and go home. But if this weather changes, and I know, it's a hurricane. It can shift gears and go anywhere it wants to go. But it could also be one of these things where God says, okay, Democrats, you keep testing me. You know, you keep testing the will of the guy that I put in charge of America, and I'm going to give you some things to think about. And I would hate to see people, you know, be killed. I'm not saying God's going to kill them, but I'm saying I would hate to see people killed because Democrats just don't care. Somebody should be looking at this weather forecast saying, you know what, guys, we better make provisions here. Anyway, just thought you might want to be concerned, get a little bit of knowledge about what's going on weather-wise with the Honduran invasion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.